Welcome back to the Social Code Podcast.
Hey, everyone.
I'm very excited for today's episode because this is one that, this is spilling the tea. This is some juicy, juicy shit we're about to go into. There's lots of pros and cons. There's lots of two sides to the same coin, the black and the white and the gray area. This is some good nitty gritty shit.
Yes, this is something that needs to be talked about as well. You know, it's important to, like, let that conversation start.
Yeah,
and we're starting it.
Trailblazer! It must be true. I want you to know, to start this, Leah just finished baking a fresh homemade pie, which I just finished eating. So we're in a good mood.
Awesome mood.
I have a tummy full of fantastic homemade apple pie.
Thank you.
Be jealous.
Be so jelly.
Yeah, cue that. All right. So today what we're talking about is why you should hold your instructor and event host to the highest possible standard. Again, why you should hold them to the highest possible standard.
Yeah.
This is going to be nice because it's going to kind of knit together some of our other episodes. And you'll really see what we mean as we kind of dive.
Jump into that.
Yep. Jump into it. Listen, she full of pie, honey.
My mouth is just coated with delicious apple.
Mmm. All right. So how do I even start this? So your instructor slash event host, I'm going to say that they're together. Now, we'll go into later how 50% of the time, maybe even more, they're separate. So that means that your instructor at a social is not the same person as the event host.
Yes.
So for me, I am the event host and I am the instructor. So both are all wrapped into one. But for example, if you go to the salsa room, or a lot of times if you travel on, especially bigger clubs and stuff,
they'll have guest instructors.
Yes, it's a lot of, even if they have a main instructor that does that event, they are not the host.
Right, it's not their specific event.
Correct. So it's really important first to kind of know if your favorite events that you go to, if your instructor is a host at that event or if they're separate. That's really going to help you, especially as we kind of dive through with holding them to the highest possible standard.
Exactly.
So let's say that they are the same thing for now. The instructor should be held to a much higher standard than the average dancer. That means just the average social dancer, no matter what their skill level is, good, bad, or indifferent.
Right. And what we mean by holding them to a standard, we're talking about professionalism. We're talking about proper boundaries. We're talking about social etiquette.
Yeah. There should be a podcast about that.
We're talking about safety, right? And safety when it comes to being on the dance floor, off the dance floor, if someone is making you uncomfortable, right? Being able to go to that person and say, hey, this thing is happening, and them have your back, right? They're going to defend you. They're going to be there to help you through whatever's happening and eliminate whatever's making anyone uncomfortable.
Yeah, and at least investigate the issue.
Right.
So with that being said, we have been to many events where the host doesn't really focus on what Leah mentioned, the boundaries, the safety, the positive experience. They're kind of more worried about the numbers, making sure people are going.
Right.
And by the way, this isn't even a monetary thing. This a lot of times can be a free event.
Yeah.
But again, the host is really focusing on
the operations of it versus the ins and, like, the little details of it.
You.
Yeah, you. The customer. The customer service is lacking.
Yes. and we think that you need to hold that person to the highest possible standard. If when you go, you're often getting stepped on. Right? Like, so it's just out of control dancers every time you go. Or maybe, like, the floor is always sticky and you're always twisting your knee or somebody's always slipping and falling. Maybe every time you go, you get creeped on.
Yeah.
Or you go and it's just kind of sketchy. So maybe you're one of the leaders. You're not necessarily being creeped on, but you're always just kind of uncomfortable.
Right. There's always just like a weird vibe.
Yeah. Those are the kind of things that you should absolutely bring up to your event host. Yes. 1,000%. And they, if it is a quality event, they should listen to you and you should slowly see changes over time. Now, you can't snap your fingers and be like, I don't like X, Y, Z and expect that to change overnight. However, you should expect a lot of things to change within a couple months. And if it's a safety thing or respecting boundaries, that should happen overnight.
One thing I will say about you specifically is we have an event and there have been times where people have come to me and been like, oh, mm-hmm. or come to you and been like, oh, I'm uncomfortable because X, Y, Z. And Lauren is so quick. It doesn't matter what she's doing. She could be in the middle of the dance. She's like, oh, excuse me. And she will excuse herself and she handles it right away because she does. She really prides herself on making sure that everyone is having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone. And it doesn't matter what the circumstances, you all come first. There are a lot of events where that's not the case, but there's also some events that are, right? They're just as much involved in that customer service as we are.
Absolutely. The beauty of the events that we do is it's both Leah and I both have our eyes on the floor at all times, and we try to be really open and receptive to everything that you all say.
Yes.
We really appreciate feedback, whether it's positive or negative feedback. We've had not many, but a couple issues where we've had just a couple creepers, usually non-dancers.
Yes.
Ironically.
The ones that want to like jump in and don't understand.
Yeah. Like just really feeling up women or harassing them or making them feel comfortable or talking about inappropriate things. And here's the thing, guys, especially if you're talking to the event host, that should stop immediately. I don't care if somebody is there as a non-dancer at a bar or restaurant that I'm hosting at. I don't care if they never took my class. I don't care if they're not even on the floor dancing. As a host, that is my responsibility to get that person out of there, to remove them, and to then keep eyes on them in future times.
Yes.
We let the bartenders know. We let the servers know. We let the managers know.
Yeah.
And because we've built a really good reputation for ourselves, the managers are totally on our side.
Oh, yeah. They're like, they're nope, like, they're not allowed here.
They're not allowed in anymore.
Yep, they're blacklisted.
Yep. And that's the beauty of that. And that's the power that you all have and that we have as social dancers.
Yeah.
When Lee and I go out social dancing, that's not our event, it's still our responsibility to look around and make sure that everybody is very safe and respecting boundaries. And, you know, there are times where you're not sure if someone's crossing a boundary.
Yes.
It's totally cool and actually really cool to go check in with them. I know I've seen a couple of times where guys have kind of been creeping on a girl. And I'll just go up afterwards and be like, hey, are you okay with that guy? And it might be like, oh, yeah, like, I know him. Like, we're friends. You know, I'm okay with it. Like,
or vice versa. Like the girl is just uncontrollably groping the guy and
yeah.
you can see his eyes bugging out of his head. Cause he's like, I'm a dude. Like, be careful. Like, no, don't do that. And you're like, oh, like, are you okay? And they're like, man, like she's just kind of out of control. And you're like, okay.
Yeah.
And we can address it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so it goes both ways. In one of our earlier podcasts toward the very, very beginning, we talked about boundaries. And we talked about a situation that I was in when I was at an event where everyone around me saw how uncomfortable I was. And instead of someone checking in on me or helping me in that situation, even the host, the instructors, they all saw it and they laughed at it.
Yeah, because to them they thought like, oh, it looks fine. Like it looks a little bit crazy, but she didn't come and complain afterwards. Sometimes, let's be honest,
yeah.
most of the time, people won't. They kind of feel uncomfortable. They don't want to, you know, create issues.
Exactly. They don't want to, like, step on anybody's toes. They don't want to, like, yeah.
Yeah, so if you check in with one of your friends or another dancer, like, that is the coolest thing because that gives them an outlet to say, yeah, I was kind of uncomfortable. And then you can kind of speak for them in a very, you know, casual, just easy way, be like, hey, if you're at my event, for example, hey, Lauren, so-and-so was uncomfortable, just wanted to give you a heads up. That way, Leah and I, our eyes are on them to make sure that the rest of their night is comfortable or that we will check in with them.
This ties in really nicely because obviously in any social setting, there's going to be the rumor mill, right?
Yeah.
The grapevine, the game of telephone.
This is actually great. Oh, okay. Go, Leah. Go. Oh, this is great. Yes. The rumor mill. Oh, God.
So she's getting all excited.
Ooh, girl,
getting all excited.
Girl.
So it's really important that you also trust your host and instructor. And if you don't, find someone that you do. And understand that, like, we are not there to gossip with you. We're not there to gossip with each other or then go and tell somebody else what you had said.
Amen. A-fucking-men. Keep going.
My little hype girl over here.
Yes.
Yeah, we're not there to, like, spread rumors or, like, just, like, mix the pot, mix the soup.
Any good event host and instructor, like we say, they should be held to the highest possible standard, will not gossip with you, and they shouldn't. Not about other instructors, not about other students. So even if there's an issue that's going on at the event, if the instructor, even if you're like, no, we're cool, what just happened? And they're like, it's okay, it's taken care of. They are being professional.
Correct. Yeah, they're not being dismissive to you, but that is their job, right? How would you feel if, like, you were at work and someone was like, ooh, like, all gossipy, and then it affects your work, right? And you're like, oh, like, this isn't exactly how we wanted it to go.
Yeah, because you never know what's true and what's false until, you know, you dive a little bit deeper. We've had people at our events that others have had issues with. And the way that Leah and I kind of treat that is we, one, because we are the hosts as well as the instructors, we keep a close eye on everyone. If the rumor about the specific person we have never seen from that person, especially if we know them.
Yes, like it's out of character almost.
Yes. Then I'll still allow someone to come to my event. I'll basically give them a chance. And we keep hawk eyes on them. Hawk eyes. And a lot of times we will even talk to them.
Yeah,
Yes, we'll say, hey, we understand that these are the rumors being said. You're welcome to come to our event still, but they know that we are watching them.
Yes.
And in a nice way. We're not like, we're watching you, like every move that you make. But the idea is bringing to someone's attention, hey, there's these things being said, and they'll either go, oh my God, I didn't know, or they'll be like, yeah, it was a misunderstanding, whatever. It doesn't matter. Basically, we're saying, hey, we're giving you that second chance. Act right. And if you don't, immediately out.
Right. Another thing is sometimes the rumors are true, right?
Yep.
There's a lot of truth in it. And a lot of people, you know, wait for that one person to say something. And then all of a sudden, all of these people are coming out of the woodworks. And you're like, oh, okay. We didn't know.
The Bill Cosby issue.
It's very Bill Cosby. So in that case, we're not being mean if we tell you you are no longer welcome to this event, right? In the big scope, we're letting you know that your behavior is unacceptable.
Yeah, and why.
And why it's unacceptable. Yeah. Correct. Like, it's not that we're being petty or we're trying to be a clique or we're trying to, like, edge you out. No, like, you...
Usually that person knows.
Yes, and they do know, right? But, like, it's taking responsibility for your actions and... Sometimes it just takes some time away.
Yep.
Right? Take some time away. Let things cool off. Adjust yourself. Work on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be more aware of what you say to people, how you're touching people, how you are interacting with people. And then after time, you can then come back and be like, hey, like, I'm really sorry for the way that I acted. Like, I'd like to come and dance. And then things can – just gotta let the
– our hard line for this – is we kind of have that policy for students.
Yes.
Or for the casual social dancer. If the person acting inappropriate, Leah's already, her eyes are closed, she's smiling, she already knows who I'm talking about. If the person that's acting wildly inappropriate and crossing boundaries constantly is an instructor or an event host of their own event, they are not welcome immediately because we hold other instructors and event hosts to the highest possible standard because they should. They are the ones teaching and showing other people, and maybe not new you, maybe you've been like dancing for a while, but anybody that's relatively new,
yeah.
They are showing those leaders or followers, this behavior is okay.
Right.
It's okay if you get too drunk. It's okay if you get too touchy-feely. It's okay if you say inappropriate things. Ah, I was just kidding.
It's okay if you like hit people. It's okay that you like put your hands on people. Like none of those things are okay.
Nope.
And it's a huge trust thing, right? You have an instructor,
God, yeah.
You have a teacher, whether you're dancing, you're in school,
they're
you're
in
at
a power
work.
Position.
Exactly. And so it's very easy to find yourself being a little bit like manipulated to think that it's okay,
yep.
And accepting something that makes you uncomfortable because of their status. But it's not. Like, it's never, ever okay. The second you feel that your instructor or your host is not being 100% professional, it is okay to find someone that you trust.
And say something.
And say something.
And encourage.
Yes. Again, some people, like, I understand that not all people have that ability to be able to come out and say that they're
uncomfortable. The confidence to do it, yes.
Yes, right? Because for whatever reason. However, you do always have someone that you can depend on.
Which is why we say check in with
exactly.
other students or other friends that look uncomfortable.
Yes. Also, like, being careful, though, that you're not, like, spreading rumors. You know
of
what
course.
I mean? Like, make everything factual, not opinion-aided.
So with that being said, we've also come across instances in our decade of teaching where instructors and even event hosts have kind of been crucified by, quote unquote, allowing, you know, somebody that has an issue at one of their congresses or one of their events.
Yep.
Without them even knowing. Like, they don't even know the issue. Mm-hmm. They don't even know that this student had problems or any reputation, and then afterwards people throw their arms up in the air. Thing is, you have to let someone know ahead of time, and then again, see how they handle it. They may not kick that person out, or they may not refuse them a ticket to the event, but if that person then acts inappropriate at that event, freaking speak up to that event host and speak up to that instructor. With that being said, we talked about in a previous podcast about supporting your local events, supporting free events, supporting what you love, right? And at the end of the day, that support goes a long way in both directions. Both directions is if you're going to a place where the event host is shady or doesn't do a very good job monitoring the behaviors of others and themselves, and you continue to go to that place, what you're saying is it's okay that these behaviors are happening. It's okay that these inappropriate lines are being crossed. This is okay. So although it may be like the most fun event in the world and you're like, but everyone goes, it's the it place. If it's not run by a way that you, the individual, find to be appropriate, then you shouldn't go because you shouldn't support that. And on the contrary, if it is a place where you're like, all right, maybe this place isn't as big or maybe it's not as trendy, but oh my God, like they just do such a great job treating their guests, which again is you mm-hmm. and Leah and I, if it's not our own event, support that. Talk about that. That is what you're then showing. This is proper behavior. This is a place that makes me feel comfortable. Like this is home. This is my dance spot.
That's right. Yeah. I couldn't have said it better myself.
So why should you hold your instructor event host to the highest possible standard? Because they are the ones that are showing what that social etiquette looks like.
Setting the example.
They're setting the example. They are the ones that should be creating the positive experience. It should always be kept professional there. Always. Remember, the rumor mill can be a difficult one. Like Leah said, it's hard to know what's fact and what's not. But again, talk to your hosts, get to know your instructors, have a little bit of a, even a professional relationship, but have a little bit of a relationship with them enough to feel comfortable saying, hey,
not cool.
Yeah. And even if that means, you know, recommending, maybe not even to the instructor or the host, recommending to the front girl, the one that's like doing the wristbands and stuff, hey, you guys should have a comment box.
Yeah.
Something like that. If that's something that you think would be a really good or helpful idea, that way people can write comments without writing their name and just kind of slip under the radar, but talk about the issues or talk about the things that they love. You know, sometimes it's not about just complaining about the bad things. It's saying, hey, I love how you all run the night. I love how you all look out for all of us.
We want a snap cup.
What?
You don't know what a snap cup is? Anyone who's seen Legally Blonde, please educate this lady.
A snap cup? That sounds like one of those.
Snap cup.
Oh, God. She had too much pie. A snap cup sounds like one of those, like, female hygiene products when it's that time of the month and you gotta.
You just made your snap cup dirty.
Does that not sound like the snap cup? What are those things called? What's that cup called?
I don't know. I don't
the
do
Diva.
Those.
The Diva cup.
That does not sound like a snap cup.
Bitch.
Yo, you all need to comment on this. That does not sound like a snap cup.
All right, you let me know if a snap cup sounds more like a feminine hygiene product or if a snap cup sounds like a comment box. So you let us know in the comments. I'm also going to be putting it up on the Instagram. I'll do like a little poll. And I want you all to vote. Hashtag Team Lauren.
Hashtag Team Leah. Made me get all salty.
And on that note, we're going to wrap it up. If you guys have any other questions, always reach out to us. You can check us out on our Instagram, which is the.socialcode. You can also go on the social code. thesocialcodepodcast.com. And you can just click, there's a little link where you can send us an email directly. But yeah, we love your feedback. It's been super helpful to us. And if you have any ideas for things you'd like us to talk about in the future,
let us know.
Let us know.
Bye. All right.
Until next time. Blooper time.
Lauren, you've never heard of the snap cup song.
No, that is not a thing.
Come everyone.
Oh, God.
Gatherly round. Friends and foes together, united and bound. Pass it to your neighbor instead of blowing up, and we'll find harmony and love in the snap cup.
I feel like a boundary has been crossed. I feel like I didn't know it was crossed, but I definitely feel uncomfortable.
Shut your face hole.
I'm just letting you know.
No more pie for you.
Who do I need to talk to? Who?